Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ever have one of those moments where you're going, where did I put that? I can't seem to find that anywhere.
What just happened to your voice?
that's my confused voice. Where do I don't know what I did with that. Then all of a sudden you get that hot feeling across your body like, I just took out the trash. It's got to be in the trash.
Yeah.
There's a guy yesterday that threw away his life savings. $23,000 he had in a shoebox.
Oh.
And didn't realize it was that shoebox when he was cleaning out. Guy from California tossed it in the recycling bin and it went away.
If you store anything in a shoebox, you should never, ever, ever throw out any shoebox.
There's a good rule of thumb.
Yes. You know that is your version of a bank.
Wow.
Just never throw it out unless you've completely flattened it or something.
Your safe deposit shoebox.
Yeah.
You ever accidentally throw away anything really expensive?
Nothing expensive, but we had a holiday show one year, and I threw away my tickets for our own show.
Oh.
And the word that I gotten from our promotions director was, make sure you have your tickets, make sure you have your tickets. And so, and I threw it away in a dumpster. I put on gloves, and I reached in there. And
you
I
went in a dumpster?
I didn't climb in there. I reached my hands in there and opened that bag and got my tickets back out. It was so unbelievably disgusting. And then when I got there, she's like, oh, but you got a name badge. Like, we would have let you in. You have to do that. I'm like, no, tell me that it's essential that you get those
You're
tickets.
Not getting in if you don't have these.
I'll never feel clean. Anytime I think about it, I just feel disgusting.
That poor person you handed your tickets to.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
Talking about accidentally throwing away really expensive items, and did you get it back, Paul?
All right. So I accidentally threw away my wife's 14-carat, half-carat diamond earrings.
Oh,
that
my
we
God.
Just got back.
So how did you accidentally throw them away?
Well, she put them in an envelope, and I thought the envelope was trash. I didn't look into it because it was just an empty white envelope on the counter, so I just threw it away. And then, took the trash out, and that was the day the trash came. And later that night, she's like, hey, have you seen my earrings? I was like, no. She's like, well, I put them in an envelope. I was like, the envelope on the hutch? And she's like, yes. I was like, well, they're kind of in the trash now because I thought it was garbage. And let's just say I wasn't allowed back in the house for a little bit.
That wasn't your envelope.
Oh, my God.
You had no business touching that envelope.
You could have, why would you put them in an envelope is my question.
That's my question, right. Too. I hope you bought her a jewelry box after that.
I did. And, thankfully, I'm still alive.
Hi, Scotty. What did you get rid of?
Well, I have this really bad habit. When I travel, I wrap my jewelry in a Kleenex. And years ago, I wrapped a beautiful solitaire diamond necklace in a Kleenex and put it in my purse, and it got tossed out with all the other dirty Kleenex.
I wrapped mine in a Kleenex, but then I put it in a Ziploc bag.
I know.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. I'm still sick to this day. It happened years ago, and I try not to do that anymore, and it's like, you think you learn, but, sometimes you don't always have a little case to throw it in.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'll just wrap it in a, still makes me sick.
Bumby, what about you? What'd you toss?
My wedding band.
Because you were over with the relationship or accidentally?
Accidentally.
What happened?
I got home from work the night before and immediately got sick, spent 4 days in bed, and I just took off my ring, and I guess it got kind of with all the tissues and everything on my bedside, cleaned it up and threw it out with the ring.
Tissue should be outlawed.
I'm saying. So no luck, never got it back. Did you even bother looking after it was in that mess?
My mother-in-law was the one who said, you sure you didn't throw it out? And I'm like, no, I wouldn't throw it out. And I was like, wait a minute.
I threw it out.
It was on my bedside. So I had to put on gloves, climb into our big trash can, pull out all the trash, and I found it.
Oh.
Literally 3 minutes before, 3 to 5 minutes before the trash man showed up.
I hope you clean that
ring.
Wow.
Yeah, is there ever a time when you look down at your hand and don't think about that story?
Oh, trust me, he does not let that story go.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have a great morning, Bumby.